Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
Usually when a person is very knowledgeable about his subject, he is considered to be an authority. Well, this is not true, however, in getting to know God. One may know all about God, but still not know Him. Knowledge about God does not qualify a person to be a religious authority. I will tell you why in just a few minutes.
In order to go and make disciples, we have to be disciples. Sanctification is a process, isn't it? Becoming more like Jesus is a lifelong journey. Welcome to the Glad Tidings broadcast with Dr. J. Allen Blair. I'm Ed Phillips. Growing in our walk with Jesus can really be sweeter as the days go by. In just a few minutes after some music, let's join Dr. Blair with today's Bible study to spur us on in our walk.
Shines blazes day may bright.
In John's Gospel, chapter 3, there are several things all of us should take time to consider. In this chapter, there are two persons, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was a master of Israel, an influential member of the Sanhedrin. By virtue of his position, he was a religious man and one who was well instructed in the Old Testament. But in spite of this, he was ignorant of spiritual truth. He knew about the kingdom of God, but he was not in it. How do I know this? Verses 10 and 12 provide the conclusive answer. Here are two negatives in the life of Nicodemus, which without question disqualify him from membership in the family of God. First, it says he knoweth not, and secondly, he believed not. Nicodemus knew not and believed not. Before one can believe, he must have knowledge. Had not Nicodemus been reared on the Old Testament? Did he not have knowledge? Yes, Nicodemus had been thoroughly trained in the Old Testament by men, but not by the Holy Spirit. Like many in our day, he read into the Bible rather than out of the Bible. He was bound by tradition. He was like those who believe only what their church teaches, not necessarily what the Bible says. Now, what knowledge must one have to believe for salvation? First, he must realize the fact that he is a sinner. No one has ever been saved without squarely facing this truth. God declares in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Then he must have knowledge of the fact that Christ died for his sins and rose again to provide eternal life to those who believe. Now, this is all the knowledge anyone needs to be saved. God has made salvation so simple, but frequently people make it difficult and complicated. Realizing that we are sinners who cannot save ourselves, but that Jesus Christ died and rose again for our sins, we are in a position to believe. Now, what is it to believe? Is it merely to accept facts about God and Jesus and so on? This is only part of it. It is to commit ourselves unreservedly to Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. It is at this point many stumble and miss out. They think believing is simply to give assent to certain well-known facts. Accepting facts is not enough. We might believe that George Washington lived at a certain period of time. We could read all about George Washington's life and readily accept all the facts. It cannot be said, however, that we believe in George Washington. We may believe about George Washington. To believe in someone is to lay ourselves at his disposal. When one believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, he becomes a follower of Christ, committing his life to the Savior as a living sacrifice. This is scriptural salvation. Now, the Bible teaches that when one sincerely believes in Christ, he at the same time experiences a miracle of God that transforms his life. This miracle is what Jesus terms in the third chapter of John as a new birth. Jesus declared to Nicodemus, the devout ruler of the Jews, "Ye must be born again." Only God can effect the new birth. The moment one sincerely believes in Jesus Christ, God makes him a new creature. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." This experience is more than joining the church or turning over a new leaf or desiring to do better. It is committing oneself to the Son of God to permit him to perform a work of grace in the heart. Though one may have been unkind, selfish, and bitter, after he is born again, he usually becomes gracious, thoughtful, and loving. To be sure, the man in himself is no different. He looks the same, and if he were left to himself, he would act the same, because he still has an old sinful nature within. But in addition to this, he receives a new nature, the very nature of God. The moment the sinner believes on Jesus Christ, he receives the holy, righteous nature of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The old habits, lusts, and failures disappear. The weaknesses of the flesh are overcome by the power of the Spirit. The believer is transformed by the power of God. Whereas he used to lie and cheat, he becomes truthful and honest. If he were an alcoholic, through the Spirit of God, he has the power in Christ to quit drinking. If he were on drugs, the door to victory is opened. In fact, I am willing to go on record as saying there is no evil in the old life that cannot be overcome in the new life in Christ. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Paul proved that God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. His life was changed completely. He hated God. He rebelled against God. He resisted God. But the Lord turned him around completely. And he does this same thing for all those who believe on him, truly believe, that is, submit to his control. That's what salvation's all about. Now, you can be changed too. The key is to receive Christ as your Lord and then follow him, and that they may enjoy all the blessings of life we enjoy in Christ only. God help them to see the light, open their understanding to that which is true, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Knowing God and growing in him is what being a disciple is all about. As we are knowing and growing in God, we're commanded to make disciples. In other words, we're exhorted to reproduce ourselves so that the gospel spreads. My friend, would you do us a favor and let us know how Dr. Blair's Bible lessons are making a difference in your life? We would love to know. You can contact us. Our mailing address is Box 7300, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28241. That's BBN, Box 7300, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28241. Thank you for taking time to listen today to Glad Tidings with Dr. J. Allen Blair. And listen again at this same time for more balanced biblical teaching for your growth in Christlikeness. I'm Ed Phillips. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.